Question two. So, think about your daily life and all of the events that transpire as you go through it. You may just take it for granted that what people say, they just, well, say. However, when you listen more closely, it becomes clear that you are submerged in popular culture, and the, language you use is a product of it. Take, for instance, the phrase, "May the Force be with you," which might potentially have no meaning for you, as this saying originated in the movie Star Wars from 1977. This might have meaning for an older generation in Western countries such as Britain, Canada, and the USA, where the movie helped to define the 1980s, but it would, well, have very little meaning for today's youth. Instead, they might be more influenced by something like the Harry Potter movies. However, language is swayed by pop culture. It is not simply categorized by the era of the pop culture event. Within English-speaking countries, there is a wide variety of language stemming from pop culture. Take, for instance, the expressions, "You hoser," "take off, eh?" These originated in a Canadian comedy program and were commonly used in Canada, but they would have little or no meaning in Britain or Australia. This emphasizes that the influence of pop culture can remain confined within individual countries and their respective cultures. Question: write a report showing how the lecturer supports and exemplifies the key points made in the reading.